Welcome to the Eddie Hyde Podcast. I'm your host and teacher, Eddie Hyde, and I'm so excited to be continuing our series this week on maximizing the power of the Lord's Prayer. You know, this prayer has to be powerful. It has to have great innate potential because it was given to us by the Lord Himself. And I believe as we learn to utilize it in the way that it was originally given and meant to be utilized, that we will see a fulfillment of what James said in his epistle. I think it's in James chapter 5, verse 16. I'm reading from the NIV. It says, "The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective." And that's how we all want our prayers to be, powerful and effective. And I believe as we learn to maximize the power of the Lord's Prayer, we will see that fulfilled and we will see that happen in our own lives today. Now, I'm just going to repeat a couple of things I said yesterday. This prayer was not given as a rote prayer to be repeated verbatim over and over. That doesn't mean we shouldn't repeat it verbatim over and over. I find, you know, real edification repeating it, especially sometimes in a corporate setting, a congregation repeating it over. I love hearing the Lord's Prayer sung. But, you know, there are other prayers in the Scripture, and it's interesting, there are prayers recorded by Jesus that he prayed after this. There are recorded prayers in the book of Acts prayed by the early church, and nowhere do we find them repeating this prayer. So my point is, this prayer was given as a prayer guide. Jesus brought together the great themes and priorities in the heart of God, and he brought those together and gave them to his disciples and to us as a guide in our praying. Now, some people, I don't remember having this problem distinctly, but many people have a problem. They don't know what to say when they get down to pray. Well, when you maximize the Lord's Prayer, you will find you will have no problem knowing what to say, because I have found in using the Lord's Prayer as a prayer guide and then trusting the Holy Spirit to give direction as I'm working myself through the Lord's Prayer, I again and again and again, I find myself praying, easily praying for an hour and still not all the way through this prayer guide given to us by the Lord. Now, if you just repeat the words verbatim, it can be stated in about 30 seconds. I know, because I've timed it. You can say the Lord's Prayer in about 30 seconds. But again, I have found over and over again, when I use this as a guide and trust the Holy Spirit to direct me as I begin following this guide, I have found again and again, praying for an hour and still not all the way through the Lord's Prayer, and finishing that time of prayer with a great lift and edification in my spirit. So let's go ahead and let's begin to look at the actual words that Jesus gave when he gave them the Lord's Prayer. He said, verse 9, I'm looking at, now this is found also in Luke's gospel. I'm reading from Matthew's gospel. There may be, in the different gospels, there may be just a slight difference in the wording, but the essence is very much the same. So Matthew 6, verse 9, he said to the disciples, "In this manner, therefore pray." I remember in Luke's gospel, I don't have Luke's open right now, but I remember that he said, "When you pray, say." So prayer is verbal. Yes, there can be quiet times in the presence of God where we just sit and think and enjoy his presence. But there's also very important, it's very important to verbalize and to say what it is we want to express to God. In this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven. I'm just going to stop there and say a couple of things about this. By using the word Our Father in heaven and not using many terms for God that Jesus would have had at his disposal, because there are many names of God in the Old Testament. Yahweh is the name that is used most common in the Old Testament. It's the personal Old Testament name of God, his covenant name. There are words like El Shaddai. There are other Hebrew words for God. There are the many hyphenated names like Yahweh Rophi, or you may be more used to hearing it heard, Jehovah Rapha, or it's literally Yahweh Rophi, meaning the Lord our healer. And so there are all kinds of words Jesus could have used here, but he used the word Father. And because of this, this is all about relationship. So he wants us to know right off that this is not some kind of religious formal exercise that we're entering into. This is a relationship. You know, people who are supposed to be experts in marriage and relationships, they will tell you that the most important thing in a relationship is communication. And prayer is communication with God. Prayer is not just a religious form that we go through. Prayer is a relationship with a personal being, the creator of the universe. And what an incredible privilege that we have and an opportunity to have a relationship and to communicate with the sovereign Lord of the universe. And so that's why Jesus used the word, when you pray, say, Our Father. It's a relationship in heaven. Now, the reason he used the word heaven, because he wants to make the point that God is separate from his creation. Now, there is a very prevailing idea and teaching in the world today, and it really comes out of the East, out of Buddhism and Hinduism and so on. And the theological word is pantheism. Pan is a Greek word meaning all. Theism is a word meaning God. Pantheism, all is God. God is all. Everything is God. We're God. You know, the creation is God. God is in everything. There is no God out there separate from us. You're God. The creation is God. And you need to discover your own divinity. You need to discover the Christ consciousness within you. You need to discover the God consciousness within you. This is the new age heresy that even is seeping into the church. This is Eastern religious ideas that has seeped into Western thinking. But this is what Jesus said, Our Father who art in heaven. In other words, God is separate from, he's not tied to and bound up with the creation. He created all things and he is separate from the creation. And that is why we can believe in miracles, because God, who is the creator, he can reach down, and if his people, as in the case of Joshua, was in the midst of a battle and the sun was about to go down and so much was going to be lost, God can reach down and he can cause the sun to stand still and to give his people, to give Joshua and his armies more time to carry out what needs to be done. He can roll back a Red Sea and let his people across. He can multiply one little boy's lunch of loaves and fishes. When there are thousands of hungry people there and they don't have food, he can take one little boy's lunch and multiply it so that the thousands of people are fed and they have 12 baskets left over. Why? Because He, our God, our Creator, is separate from His creation. That is such, in the day and hour in which we live, that is such an important concept to remember. Our Father, who art in heaven, you are our Father. Yes, you're the Creator and the Sustainer of the universe, but you are our Father. We are in a relationship with you. You have called us into a relationship with you, and you are separate from us. You're separate from your creation. Therefore, we can pray and expect you to intervene in your creation and in our lives. Oh, we're going to stop right there today. So you see, we just got through the first two lines. No. We just got the first line, our Father in heaven. There is so much, so many riches, such a depth of life and riches in this. Looking forward to the one tomorrow. I'm Eddie Height. This is the Eddie Height Podcast. We're talking about maximizing the power of the Lord's Prayer. I hope you'll share these with your friends and with your social network. And let's see what God will do. This could help ignite great spiritual awakenings that so many are praying for when we learn to pray as Jesus taught us to pray. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. And if you'd like to be in touch with me, there's contact information on my website, and I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow.